Hello, Stuart and Jody here from Carey Baptist Church in Malton. A welcome to those who are listening online. This week is our first Sunday of the month, so we'll be celebrating communion together. So if you want to participate in that part of the service, then press pause and go and get some bread and wine or liquid equivalent so that you can receive communion when the time comes. This Sunday is the second Sunday in Advent, so in the church we'll be lighting our Advent wreath, and I'm going to light not an Advent wreath but a Christingle that we have left over from last night's Girls Brigade Christingle service, and I'll say the prayer for Advent. So just light my match. As we light this Advent candle, let us remember how God longs to gather and comfort his people. Let us recall how Isaiah, filled with the Holy Spirit, brought words of solace and a future hope to God's people living in darkness. Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we too may know your comfort in dark times. Give us a voice with which to speak and your words of comfort to share with our world. Amen. We'll now have our reading from the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 40, verses 1 to 11. Isaiah 40, 1 to 11.
Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass, the grass withers and the flowers fall. But the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
Let us pray. Lord, as we reflect upon these words of Isaiah, we pray that by your Spirit you would speak your living word into our hearts and lives and circumstances. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the second week of Advent, we often look at the Old Testament prophets pointing towards the coming Messiah. Our reading is from the prophet Isaiah, who brings a song of comfort for the people of Israel in exile in Babylon, to tell them that the long exile is nearly ended and that their deliverance and homecoming is at hand. In verse 1, God says, comfort, comfort my people. I can't read this without hearing the music from Handel's Messiah. Comfort ye my people. And God here wants Isaiah to be a messenger of comfort to his people. But it's not false comfort he is offering, but real comfort that God is about to act and set his people free from exile and bring them home, which we know from history he did accomplish in his loving purposes. God wants to offer us comfort in the present circumstances. But it isn't a false comfort of everything is going to be okay, that our circumstances are going to improve. We can't say with any certainty that things will get better, that the new variant of COVID will turn out to be harmless. And you're in danger of being a false prophet if you say such things without any grounds at present. But what can we say? We can say what verse 2 says, where it talks about speaking tenderly to Jerusalem, to the people of Israel. God speaks tenderly to us. He loves us with a deep tenderness, with a deep unconditional love, like the tender love of a mother for her child or children. God wants us to receive his tender love. But to receive that, we have to be tender towards ourselves. Are we tender towards ourselves? God wants us to know how tenderly he loves us, and for that to shape how we view ourselves in the light of his tender love. Most of us are too hard on ourselves, and that is because our image of God is often distorted by our life experience, what we've been taught or what we've been told about ourselves and about God, and even our own projections onto God of how we think God is. And God speaks to us and says tenderly, as he says in verse 2, that your sin has been paid for, even more so for us than in Isaiah's time. Jesus became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I don't pretend to fully know what that means, but it does mean, as in verse 2 of Isaiah 40, that our sin has been paid for. Our sins are forgiven. All we have to do is receive that forgiveness. And that is a message that we have to share with all people, not just at Christmas time, but all year round. Verse 9 talks about good news and glad tidings. The roots of the word gospel are here foreshadowed in Isaiah. And the gospel of Jesus Christ transposes the gospel of Isaiah 40 into a new and higher key. In the closing verse, in verse 11, we see what God is like. It says, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers lambs in his arms. He carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. We see he is a tender shepherd who gathers us, his lambs, into his arms and carries us close to his heart and gently leads us. Here we have echoes as Jesus, as the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, as John says in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So we see that God is so good that he lays down his life for us in his tender love for us. So in conclusion, God brings us comfort in our present circumstances, speaks tenderly to us, loves us with a deep tenderness, and brings us good news of our forgiveness, and leads us like a good and tender shepherd. Here is a song. Here is a message of comfort, tenderness, good news, and present and future care that we can trust and brings us real hope and comfort in these difficult and uncertain times. Father God, help us to know in our own lives and experience that you are a God of comfort, who has deep tenderness for us. Help us to receive the good news of your forgiveness for us, and to trust in you, who are our good shepherd, who will lead us into the future and who will bring us home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're now going to move into time of Holy Communion. So press pause if you don't have any bread and wine or liquid equivalent, if you want to go and get that now. So come to this table not because you must, but because you may. Not because you're strong, but because you're weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. We listen now to the familiar words passed down to us by the Apostle Paul. For the tradition which I handed on to you came to me from the Lord himself, that on the night of his arrest the Lord Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks to God, broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so in memory of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." And as Jesus gave thanks for the bread and the wine, we likewise give thanks. Father, as we gather in our homes with our bread and our wine, we remember again all that you have done for us in and through Jesus, through his life of love and service and healing and teaching about your coming kingdom, for his faithfulness that took him all the way to the cross, that he became sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. We don't understand this mystery, Lord, but we thank you for it. We praise you that he did not remain in the grave, but you raised him to new life, and now he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. Father God, come to us in and through your Holy Spirit. Come down upon us as we eat and drink this bread and wine. Nourish and strengthen us in our faith. Fill us afresh with your tender love and bring us your comfort. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus took the bread and he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." So now take your bread, break it and share it and eat it, and remember all Christ has done for you. Jody, body of Christ, broken for you. Amen. And Jesus took the cup And he said, drink from it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant, sealed with my blood. So take your wine, take your cup now, and drink and remember all that Christ has done for you. Jodie, the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. Let us pray. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope that you have set before us, so that we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. As we gather around our tables, we bring our prayers for the church and the wider world. There'll be moments of quiet to bring your own prayers to God. God of meaning and purpose, we puzzle to understand your intentions for humankind, for your church, for our lives. But in your book, your intentions lie unrealed, unconcealed. Your intention that new hope should spring from old experience. Your intention to save the world. God, you rule in humility. And so we pray that those with power and influence in our world might fulfill your intentions by being just and merciful, lovers of harmony, seekers after peace. We pray. God, you whose love is unfailingly generous, we pray for those calling to be saved from life-destroying need, the hungry, malnourished, homeless, dispossessed. Help us to fulfill your intentions by responding to their call. We pray for. God, you long for our health and wholeness. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and for those who struggle to understand your intentions as they labour under heavy burdens. We pray for. God, you strengthen and guide us, and so we pray for the church here and throughout the world. Give us not only an understanding of your intentions, but also a vision of all that is that you want us to do. So we remember our own community here at Carey Baptist Church, and the church communities with whom you have connection and involvement. God of meaning and purpose, we pray for ourselves that the Spirit of Christ, our King, might reign within our hearts, bestowing upon us forgiveness, peace, joy, and love, and life in all its fullness. In the name of Christ, who came that God's intention might be revealed and fulfilled. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and I'll just close now with a blessing. Go now into God's world with love and joy and peace and hope in your hearts. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and have a blessed Advent. Go well.